We continue to Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem Ches Sivov. Isop Shnishbashlo, the dough was cooked in water. Vakach, and afterwards that dough was baked. Kigoyim bagels, pretzel, soft pretzels, lechem gomahu. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch considers them full fledged bread. However, the halacha is davka shenafa heitav, only if they were baked well, so they look like a bread. However, this is only in a case where it was made into a full-fledged dough. However, something that was not made into a full-fledged dough, for example, noodles, and then that's not considered, hamotzi, that considered hamazonus. But there are those that are machmer not to eat a large amount of noodles, even during a meal, because there's a question that maybe if you eat a significant amount, you kavei a suda, it would be hamotzi. The most achronim disagree. And most achronim of the opinion, since they don't have a tsuras lechem, they don't look like bread, that's why we don't have, that's why they're not considered bread. Lechem gomer, but when we speak about regularly baked bread, shebishla that was cooked, a tigna bechema kadama then was fried in butter or something else. I feel a mevin menetev time lechem, even though it doesn't look like bread anymore. Kachon shetach bebeim, they smeared it with eggs. Im yesh beprusa kazayis, as long as the piece that he's eating is less than is the size of a kazayis, kol din lechem olav, it has all of the halacha of bread. But if in the pieces that he's eating there is no shear of kazayis, even though as they became bigger because of the cooking, and now each piece has a size kazayis, or if even during the cooking the pieces became attached to each other, and they became one big piece, even though they look like bread, they don't have the halacha of bread. The question is, how much oil will make this into a mezonos? And therefore, if you have pieces of bread that you cook together with oil, that's a big question, what the proper bracha is. However, vim loy boshna, if you didn't cook the pieces of bread, el sharia layim roite v'reseich, but you put on it something boiling, have a suffolk bracha, now we have a shayla, shum de sapkalon, we're not quite sure, im irichosha bilinyan zeh, we just spoke about cooking, but what happens if pouring hot water, is that in the same status as cooking a loy? And therefore one should not eat such a food, where there's a question, what is the proper bracha? The person should not eat it, ela b'toich hasuda. If somebody put, however, says the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody put pieces of bread into his soup, then the halacha is that bread certainly has a halacha of a hamotzi, and you have to make a hamotzi on that bread. However, if loy bishlam, if you did not cook the pieces of bread, ela sharam b'mashkin, you soak them in a liquid of America in the soup, kadaima v'ein kaprusas kazayis, but the pieces are not the size of kazayis, b'zet toli, im yesh ben toy lechem, if they still like bread, oloi, im yesh lem toy lechem, if they look like bread, havel adin lecha gomer, they have the aloch of a bread, v'im elam toy lechem, but if they don't look bread, elam din lechem, they don't have the aloch of a bread, afil och kazayis, even if he ate the amount that would satiate him, still, since it doesn't have the din of lechem, mevarach rak bayir min mezonos, you'll make a bayir mezonos as a bracha rishona or la'achrav, and the bracha achrona will be al hamichya. Im nishtana, however, nishtana maramashkim, if during the soaking the color of the liquid changed, machem saprus is because of the pieces of bread that are soaked in it. If it's to that degree that the liquid changed colors, that means that the bread doesn't look like bread anymore. And therefore, for example, the chayim nishu b'yayin adam, if they were soaked in red wine, elam oitam lechem, they're not considered lechem. Sifches, isha shenoa shafil b'mayim uvad. Though if it was made just with water, and bishlob, and then rather than baking it, one cooked it, that's the kind of food that you make a barimizonis, even if you ate so much that you're going to be full. V'chein greasin, a dish of cooked grits, shenashim l'chameshes min adagim, that's made out of the five species of grain, ubishlam, you cook them, v'varchal abarach min amzainais, v'lachrem ala mechya, afil ochas shir k'sviya, makes no difference how much you ate, at the bracha will be still ala mechya. And therefore the halacha is that if you have foods that are made out of dough and water, and they're cooked in water, so a good example would be kreplach, which known as wontons, that the bracha is bare minim zoinus. If it wasn't made with water, then for certain, then if it was cooked, but not cooked in water, was cooked in oil or something like that, then the halacha would certainly be that the bracha is a mezoinus a mechya. When we speak about these grits that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch discussed, if you have whole grits in their peel, then the bracha is bar pri adama, and there's a suffix, what is the bracha achrona bar nefashos ala mechya, and the best would be to eat it during a meal. If they were completely disintegrated, then the bracha is mezoinus ala mechya. If you took off the peel, they're still whole, but they don't have the peel, then the halacha is bari pri adam and bari nefashis. If they were chopped up, the halacha again is mezoinus ala mechya. Vim achlam amerik. Now we speak about when we eat foods that have grain and other foods mixed together, most common, as we're going to learn, in a soup. In machlam amerik, if somebody ate such a food together with a soup, became machali isa shaychlam amerik, all foods that are made from dough that one eats with a soup, oya machala, or in milk, shenaz bashtaba, that they were cooked, ain't tzarech levarach ala marik vel chalav. The halacha is, we don't have to make a separate bracha on the soup or the milk, came to tefillim. The liquids are subordinate to the chunks in the soup. Ubatalim legabeim, they're not considered compared when we connect them. However, the Paiskim say that this halacha, that when you have these kind of foods in your soup, the liquid is not what's considered the significant part. That's only when you have a decent amount of these ingredients, or they are, you're eating them, and this is what's going to fill you up. That's going to be your meal. And then you'll make a bari min hamezoinus on these products, and you won't make a bracha on the soup. Similarly, if you'll have a vegetable soup, then you'll make, and you have nice chunks of vegetables in your soup, you'll make a bracha on the vegetables, and you don't make a shahakel on the soup. There's some want to suggest that's only a halacha when it's more like a blended soup with small pieces of vegetables. But when you have large pieces of vegetables, so then the vegetables and the liquid are considered two separate items. And therefore there's a separate bracha on the vegetable, bari pri adama, and a separate bracha on perhaps on the liquid. And therefore in such a situation, as the situation which we're going to speak about right now, and that is the question of a cereal that you eat together with milk. And there too, the question is, do you want to have cereal and milk? And this is just the way you get to eat the cereal and get to eat the milk. Or do you really just want to eat the cereal? And just the way somebody eats cereal is by eating cereal together with milk. And it would be a very big nafkamina. If one's goal is to have cereal and milk, then you have to make two separate brachas. If the milk is just there as a way to get to eat the cereal, then you don't make a separate bracha on the milk. And what many Paiskim again suggest is don't make a bracha on the milk that you have with the cereal, because we're going to have a serious question, what is really the halacha. So therefore, what you should do is make a shahakal on something else. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch further. And the Shtana Mara Mashkin, Avil, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and Bishul Rak Nat Levivus Agrisin, if somebody cooked a liquid just with a small amount of noodles and grits, Veke Kavanosa, what he really wants to eat is Rak Bishvil Arayt of a Cholov, he's primarily interested in the soup or the milk, then the liquid is not considered insignificant. And therefore you're going to make a separate bracha on the liquid and Varach Lehem Shahakal. Vav Vav Sh'oichel Gam Levivus Agrisin, even though you're eating the Mazonous food, Ain a right of the soup of cholov or the milk potatoes, they don't become insignificant. Kivin shehem ha'ikur, that's what you're mainly interested in eating. Become makim, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, kedei lasus atzara yosatoyf, in order to do it in the best fashion possible. Roy levaruch tchila shahakel, make first a shahakel al right of al cholov vad on the soup on the milk itself. Ulishtus choice, and then drink a bit of that liquid. Vakach yivarach alavivus agrisim barim in a mezainus, and then you'll make a separate mezainus on the mezainus products. Shagam heim enet felus, because they can't be considered insignificant. Because abish enet kavana b'shvilon, you're primarily eating the soup or the milk for the soup or the milk. Still, since these are foods that are made out of the min dogen, made out of grain, any food that's made out of grain is considered choshev. V'enin nasa tofel, it can never be considered insignificant. La'afsa b'rkosoi, that you shouldn't make a bracha. Kol shabal litin tam b'kdeira, as long as it's there for a food part of the dish that you are eating. And therefore, even though the liquid is primary, you're still going to have to make a bracha on the mezainus. But if you're going to make the bracha on the mezainus first, that is going to be a question if you can make a bracha on the soup or the milk. So do it the other way. First make the bracha on the milk on the soup, and then you'll make the shakel, and then you'll make a separate mezainus on these foods. Siftes, macholim sh'oisim in matzah ketusha, foods that are made from matzah meal, umelecha mefur, breadcrumbs, which are knedlich, or kremzel, which is known as a matzah brai, shmeroven behem, where we prepare it, by mixing the crumbs or the small, pieces together, b'shumin, with fat, beitzim, eggs, chalav, and milk, and then we knead them together, or mevashlim, metagnusim, and then we cook or fry them. The halacha is mevarch maleim, barim minazonus. The bracha is that we make a barim minazonus, and afterwards we make al hamichya. Sif yud, dvarim min dagim, foods that are made from the five species of grains, shabishlam sharminim, that were cooked with other kinds of foods, kamay shuderach, it's quite common, shavashlam puri isa and pulam akitnius, they used to cook pieces of dough together with beans, so the halachas of this, afilamen echad hu arayv, even if one of these ingredients is the majority of this mixture, become akim. Kimit kolechem hovdo b'fnei atzmai, since each one of these things is separate, tzarech levarach shtei brachos, you have to make two separate brachos. The anish levarach tchilat kutzas puri isa, on the pieces of dough you make a bari min mezainus for ochlam and then eat them. Levarach kutzas pulen, and then on the beans you make a bari pri adama for ochlam, and then you could eat the food as a mixture of achach ochlam biyachad. The right, if there's some liquid here, then it's considered insignificant. We don't make a separate bracha on that liquid. That's only if the dough was there, but continues. If the two ingredients were mashed and mixed together, they used to have a food, they were used to mix kemach ubeim ugvina, flour, eggs, and cheese, umetagnim oyim evashim, so and then they fried or cooked it. Abisha kemach uamuot, even though the flour is the most insignificant ingredient, so in terms of the amount of ingredient, mikamakim. Since the dogan is mechamesh min a dogim, who choshev, it becomes choshev, and therefore the halacha is mevarchal and bari min a mezainus, v'achav ala mechya. But as I was saying, this halacha only applies if they were there at the time they were mixed together from the beginning. If they were cooked separately, and then they were mixed together, it might be different. V'amnam dafka, shishnaishnam as a kemach, when is this halacha applicable? Only if we put the flour there, k'vishil shiitein tam, that it should give flavor to the dish. I'm like a rakma kemach. We only take some small amount of flour, the dabik ba'alma, to keep it as a binding agent, that the food should not fall apart as it's being cooked. And the good example would be many of the types of fried, breaded fruit. We prepare different foods with a little flour. There's some baked goods that are primarily almond, sugar, and egg. We put a little flour, the dabuk ba'alma, just to keep the ingredients together. As bottle a kemach, so the flour, even though it's from the chameshis min ha'adogim, becomes insignificant. And we don't make a bracha ha'mezoinus. The kain reitiv. The same thing with the soup. That they make a soup and they put into the soup some toasted flour, that's fried in butter. The bracha on the broth is only shahakal. If somebody takes out those fried bits of flour, eats them separately, then you have to make a bari min zonus. If you're eating them separately, if you ate a kazayis pras, then you would have to make a alamichya. And this question comes up quite often when it comes to licorice. If you look in the ingredients of licorice, there's flour. But the flour in licorice is only there as a binder, and therefore, even though it has flour in it, the bracha on licorice is a shahakal.